Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Gospel, we read the parable of the Good Samaritan, which Jesus uses to address the question of the scholar of the law about what in the law is most essential so as to attain eternal life. The priest and the Levite stand for those who put other aspects of the law ahead of love of God and neighbor. It's possible that they were going to Jerusalem to serve in the temple, and touching blood or a corpse could render them impure, unable to do those things. But being ritually impure wasn't in itself an offense to God. At most, it posed an inconvenience. They would have had to wait a few more days and serve at another time. But on the other plate of the scale, a human life was at stake. Someone had been left there to die. So what Jesus was showing in an artful way was how the scribes and Pharisees could place some secondary demands of the law above the central ones, without even noticing the wrong move. Also, there's this other twist. The Levite and the priest kept going because no one was watching. If other people had been there, they would have been ashamed to leave a wounded man behind. But in that situation, nobody would find out. Now, see what kind of religious life that exhibits. Because if there's an element that defines biblical faith, is that you're always under God's gaze. You can escape human judgment, not God's. And what these leaders of Israel were showing by their behavior is that their religious life was made of purely human principles. It wasn't truly a life of faith. The gaze of society was much more important to them than God's gaze. So it seems their faith was of little relevance to their day-to-day decisions. And putting God's commandments in the wrong order was an excuse for the flesh in them. The scribes and the Pharisees could place as the top commandments whatever favored their inclinations and social status, in the end twisting God's law to favor their own interests. Notice by contrast the behavior of the Samaritan traveler, who is a Christ figure. He walks the extra mile in loving his neighbor, placing God's commandments in the right order. So are there situations in which twisting the law to your advantage could be a temptation? Who has acted like a good Samaritan to you? In what ways is Jesus encouraging you to replicate that behavior toward others?